so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile.
Rolling well, of course, York, that is the Sleep of the Wheel with Boogie Back to Texas, and that is what we do every week right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSH LP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in tonight. We all seem fascinated by numbers, and particularly round numbers ending in 5 or 0 or 00. And on the occasion of this being my 200th show, I thought I'd do a little show with songs with numbers in the title. But little did I realize that I would find over 80 songs by Texas musicians with a number in the title, and I'm sure there are even a whole bunch more than that. So tonight, we're going to hear the usual variety of genres to once again demonstrate one of the major purposes of this show. Texas music is not all cowboys and country. We're going to lead off with the numbers 2 and 1, featuring a couple songs by some incredibly talented female musicians, starting off with Sue Foley, who is looking at her future and sees two possible tracks. Sue Foley on both guitar and vocals, and Two Trains.
Well, I'm standing on the platform. Waiting for my ride. And I wish I had me a good friend. Whom I could confide. There's two trains I can travel. Two trains. Too much gonna carry me away.
It's a shame that you feel this way. It's a shame that you feel this way. It's a shame that you feel this way. Take it one day at a time. You can change if you want to. You can change if you want to. You can change if you want to. Take it. It out. We were made to work it out. We were made to work it out. Take it one day at a time. We can change if we want to. We can change if we want to. We can change if we want to. Take it one day at a time. One day at a time. And if your heart is broken, so is mine. Just take it one day at a time.
Yeah, nice. Beth Wood and the Islander Arlie James, and the group together, they're known as Stand and Sway. And the song was One Day at a Time from their 2019 album Deep Blue, an album that had its release right here at the VCA. And Terry and I were really both blown away by their voices and the blend of their voices together, as well as the musicianship that was on display that night. Anna Tivel was here. I'm not sure what other violin players were here, but altogether, it was a terrific concert. Beth is at a sister's Oregon now, but she was born and raised in Lubbock, Texas. She told me that she went to the same high school as Buddy Holly, which was Lubbock High School. And later on tonight, we're going to hear from a graduate of Monterey High School in Lubbock. Beth has a song, I think, called The New Kid, about coming to the Northwest and trying to fit in. Before Beth and Arlie, we heard Sue Foley on vocals and acoustic and electric guitars and Two Trains from the album Love Coming Down, released back in 2000. Sue's from Canada, but she came to Austin after Clifford Antone saw her one time sitting in with Duke Robillard in Memphis. 1 year, and soon, at age 21, Sue was in Austin and recording for Antone's label. She's toured a whole bunch, and with her signature pink paisley Fender Telecaster guitar and the album Love Coming Down, won a Juno Award. She's got 17 Maple Blues Awards from Canada and 3 similar awards from France, and most recently she won the coveted Coco Taylor Award about a year or so after she released her latest album called The Ice Queen, which you've heard some cuts off of that album right here on Boogie Back. Listen to songs with numbers in the title. Here on Boogie Back to Texas, I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. I am busy counting, and it's not that easy for those of us who are English majors. Next up, we have a set in which each artist is looking at one more, and neither one is very hopeful. James McMurtry leads us off with a song that, at least in my interpretation, it is a father talking with his daughter after she has left home and then come back. You tell me. One More Winter, James McMurtry.
Expecting everybody to fall all over you. If you missed it so, in this one light town, why'd you go and leave with the snow coming down? I was chasing after what was mine. No explaining, there was no point trying. One more winter would have been my last. I could feel it slipping from my grasp. You come back now. Don't look bad. You must have made the best of the time you've had. Since you cut and run like they said you would, and we got along without you just as best we could. Well, I don't expect you'll ever see, but you're not my maker and you don't judge me. One more winter would have been my last, and I don't go dwelling on my past. One more winter won't find me here.
just like the day before. Same old skies of gray, same empty bottles on the floor. Another year gone by, and I'm thinking once again, how can I take this losing hand and somehow win? Just give me one good year to get my feet back on the ground. I've been chasing grace, but grace ain't so easily found. One bad hand can devil a man, chase him and carry him down. I gotta get out of here, just give me one good year. I'm burning oil, engines running rough. I drive from job to job, but it's never enough. I can't find the will to just up and get away. Some kind of chain's holding me down, make me stay. Just give me one good year, get my feet back on the ground. I've been chasing grace, grace ain't so easily found. One bad hand can devil a man, chase him and carry him down. I gotta get out of here, just give me one good year. It's a bitter every day, it's the little sins that wear your soul away. When you start giving in, where do the promises all go? Will your darkest hour write a blank check on your soul? Just give me one good year to get my feet back on the ground. I've been chasing grace, grace ain't so easily found. One bad hand can devil a man, good one can turn him around. I gotta get out of
this great voice of Slade Cleaves, originally from Maine, but he's been out of Austin since 1992. And you also heard Gerf Morlix on various guitars, doing a really, and the Dobro, doing a nice job on that. Gerf, I believe, was his producer, and he's produced a couple records of Slade's. And we did a special show on Gerf Morlix, 50 shows or so ago. The song that Slade had was One Good Year from his 2000 release, Broke Down, his fifth out of 11 albums, most recent of which is Ghost on the Car Radio, release in 2017, and you've heard a couple cuts off of that, at least a couple, on this show in the past. As regular listeners know, Slade and James, who led off the set, are two of my favorite songwriters, and not surprisingly, both of them are English majors, their way with words. I mean, Slade's has phrases like, Will your darkest hour write a blank check on your soul? And Slade also majored in philosophy when he was at Tufts. While there, he remembered that he had listened to Woody Guthrie and Carl Perkins and Hank Williams as a kid. So he went back to his parents' house and went up into the attic and found a whole treasure trove of vinyl up there, and that helped him reground himself in that kind of music. Stephen King is a big fan of his, and he wrote the liner notes to Slade's 2009 album, and the title of his album is Stephen Kingian, Your Love Will Be Taken Away. Rather pessimistic look at things. Before Slade, we heard the aforementioned James McMurtry, One More Winter, from his 1995 album, Where'd You Hide the Body? And James, like his dad, Larry, is a master storyteller, although in music rather than in novels and screenplays. He was born in Fort Worth, and he bounced around among various labels and got some records and consistently got rave reviews from critics. He toured a whole bunch. And during COVID, he live-streamed concerts, and he tried out some new stuff, some of which made it onto his newest album, The Horses and the Hounds, that I just got about a week ago, and you're going to hear in future editions of Boogie Back. A lot of reflection, a lot of I'm getting old kind of songs from James McMurtry. You listen to songs with numbers in the title from Texas musicians on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, which is, of course, your island connection. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in.
Thank you to Windermere Real Estate, whose support makes our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at WindermereVashon.com.
Voice of Vashon loves our underwriters, like Vashon Theater, the island's one and only movie house since 1947, striving to have something for everyone. The Vashon Theater has expanded their offerings to include National Theater, Bolshoi Ballet, and the Metropolitan Opera Live in HD. Watch locally. Find out what's showing and when at VashonTheater.com.
Well, thanks to those folks who have hung with us during this difficult COVID time, and to those of you who are supporters of The Voice of Vashon out there, we like that, and you can keep it up. We'd appreciate that. Stay, keep us on the air. We just had a couple story songs, and I feel that's pretty good role to be on, so we're going to move from the numbers 1 and 2 to the number 3, and Terry Allen for his tale of what it's like in a cocktail lounge. Cocktails for 3.
Cocktails for 3. Oh, it's getting to me. You're passing afternoons sitting these cocktail rooms. Yeah, from 9 to 5 I'm in the pink, 'cause after work we go for a drink. But he shows up every time just as a clink. Your daiquiri to mine, oh. Cocktails for 3. It's not natural to me. Hey, not for me and you. Should be cocktails for 2. Did you sit in here with that fellow when you are trying hard to act mellow when I'm blue? Cocktails for 1. Now he's just another lonely businessman sitting in a lonely business land. Thank you.
I've seen some trains before. So it's hard to figure out what I'm at the depot for. Trains are big and black and smoking, steam screaming at the wheels. Bigger than anything they is, at least that's the way she feels. Trains are big and black and smoking, loud on July 4th. And everybody's acting like this might be something more than just picking up the mail or the soldiers from the war. There's something even old man Wyman never seen before. It's a late afternoon on a hot Texas day. Something strange is going on. We's all in the way. There's 50, 60 people left sitting on their cars. The old man left the dominoes and come down from the bars. Everybody's checking. Old Jack Kittrell checks his watch. And us kids put our ears to the rails to hear them pop. So we already knowed it. And they finally said train time. We thought that Jesus Christ himself was rolling down the line. 'Cause things got real quiet. Mama jerked me back. Not before I got the chance to lay a nickel on the track. Look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog cyclone. Big and red and silver, she don't make no smoke. She's a fast rolling streamline, come to show the folks. I said, look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog cyclone. She left 50, 60 people sitting on the cars, wondering what it's coming to and how I got this far. Oh, but me, I got a nickel smashed flatter than a dime by a mad dog runaway red silver streamlined train. Look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight to Texas like a mad dog cyclone. Big red and silver, she don't make no smoke. She's a fast rolling streamline, come show the folks. I said, look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog cyclone. Look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog cyclone.
Robert Earl Keen with a Guy Clark song, Texas, 1947. There's a lot of truth to that song as well from interviews that I saw from Guy Clark. You also heard some fine side players on that, including Sean Camp and Verlin Thompson on the acoustic guitars, Jen Gunderman on keys, the ever-present Lloyd Baines on dobro, and likewise the ever-present Glenn Fukunaga on the upright bass. That came from Guy Clark tribute album called This One's For Him, 30 Guy Clark songs covered by 30 of his many admirers that won Americana Album of the Year. Robert Earl Keen was born in Houston. He went to Texas A&M where he met his soon-to-be good friend Lyle Lovett. Robert has 18 albums out, but he's just as well known as a songwriter. He's got a whole bunch of folks who've covered his songs, George Strait, Joe Ely, Lyle, Highwayman, Nancy Griffith, and a whole bunch more. His live performances, two of which are captured on albums that I have, tend to be rather raucous, shall we say, and the crowd seems to be compelled to sing along with every single song. Robert was inducted into the Texas Heritage Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2012, along with Lyle and the late, great Townes Van Zandt at the same time. It's quite a crew. Before Robert, we heard Terry Allen on vocals and piano and Luis Martinez on jazz guitar. Song was Cocktails for Three. That came from Terry Allen's landmark album, Lubbock on Everything, that was recorded back in 1978, but it was reissued in 2016 with a whole bunch of photos and essays, including one from David Byrne, with whom Terry worked on Byrne's True Stories. His songs, Terry's songs, have been covered by a lot of folks, but he may be best known as a visual artist, where his works are in collections all over the country, including MoMA, as well as a couple in France. He went to Monterey High School in Lubbock, along with classmates Jimmy Dale Gilmore, Butch Hancock, and Joe Ely, as well as Terry's wife, Jo Harvey Allen. Quite a lot of talent in that one place. I mentioned Guy Clark a couple times, so it makes sense to me. We probably ought to hear the master of descriptions of scenes, the master of storytelling and character descriptions himself. Here's Guy Clark with the song Cinco de Mayo in Memphis, a scene that I really want to see one day.
Meanwhile, down on Beale Street, drinking in a Beale Street bar, there's a fog rolling off the Mississippi. Has anybody seen Arkansas? And the deckhands from the towboats come ashore wearing Mexican shoes. Oh, they headed straight for Graceland, was the first thing they wanted to do. Cinco de Mayo in Memphis, mariachi singing the blues, southern bells and señoritas, all sporting blue suede shoes. Sombreros hanging on a downtown street, swinging pool cues at piñatas. Oh, don't that river smell sweet? And they all come to get 'em some Memphis, a little something for their soul. Jump of cables and limos, hell, they all came to rock and roll. Cinco de Mayo in Memphis, mariachi singing the blues, southern bells and señoritas, all sporting blue suede shoes. Cinco de Mayo in Memphis,
Cinco de Mayo,
mariachi singing the blues, southern bells and señoritas, all sporting blue suede shoes.
Guy Clark with Cinco de Mayo in Memphis from his album Workbench Songs, released back in 2006. And I've run out of things to say about this native of Monahans, Texas. Of course, that's in way, way west Texas. I did my own tribute show to his music after he died in 2017. Had to choose from more than 20 albums, including the Grammy winner My Favorite Picture of You. He's credited for helping to create the whole Americana music genre. And he also served as a mentor to folks like Steve Earle and Rodney Crowell, and he influenced so many others, including Townes Van Zandt, in a good way. Listen to Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Vashon. Tonight we're listening to songs from Texas musicians with numbers in the title. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening.
VOV programming support is provided by Quartermaster Cottage, where the harbor view showcases each season from the front deck. The spacious interior is always bright, and the location offers access to island activities as well as relaxing walks on the beach. They're open year-round. Find them on the web at quartermastercottage.com.
Support for Voice of Vashon comes from Airlift Northwest, providing life-saving air medical transport 24 hours a day in our community and throughout the region. For more information, visit airliftnw.org.
Well, once again, thanks to our supporters. After all those story songs, it's, I think, time to switch gears a bunch, bringing in a little bit of blues, leading off with another song with a number one in it. There seem to be a lot of those. Janis Joplin, She Just Wants One Good Man.
To collect them in, they wear them like notches on a gun. Oh, honey, but I know better than that. I know that a woman only needs one good man. Oh, baby, don't you know I've been looking. Yeah.
my footsteps. I ain't even heard a sound. Well, I toss and tumble on my pillow, but I just can't close my eyes. But I just can't close my eyes. If my baby don't come back pretty soon, yes, I just can't be satisfied now.
Johnny Guitar Watson, 3 hours past midnight. Pretty late, isn't it? That originally came from the album Hit the Highway, and then it's been on all kinds of best of and compilation albums. Johnny was born in Houston, and he ended up playing some piano with blues greats such as Albert Collins and Johnny Copeland when he was really young. And then, well, when he was about 15, he moved out to L.A. and switched to guitar, and he drew raves with an instrumental called Space Guitar. And I remember when that came out. I think I do. And then he later on cut a jazz album, and then later on he went back to piano, and a few years later he reinvented himself yet again as kind of a pimp-styled funkster, and then got into R&B, and finally went back to the blues. He died while he was still touring in Japan. He inspired Frank Zappa to learn how to play the guitar, and then 20 years later Frank had Johnny come into the studio to sing with him on one of Frank's records. I guess what goes around comes around. Before Johnny, we heard Janis Joplin, One Good Man, from her 1969 Columbia album, I Got Them Old Cosmic Blues Again, Mama. Mike Bloomfield on guitar. Janis was born in Port Arthur, Texas. She was a classmate of Hall of Fame coach, football coach Jimmy Johnson, although they probably didn't hang out together because she didn't fit in. She was bullied. She became overweight. She had a severe case of acne. She went to UT, but she left there to hitchhike to San Francisco and fell in with Jorma Kekoan of the Jefferson Airplane. Her music career got started, but so did her drug problem that's probably plagued her for years and ultimately was the cause of her death. You're listening to Songs from Texas Musicians with Numbers in the title on Boogie Back to Texas, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in. And you know, this last third of the show, we are going to have songs about vehicles. Starting off, first of all, with a song about a motorcycle, and let's just say it meant a lot to its owner, and then the recipient of it. Here's Robert Earl Keen and 52 Vincent Black Lightning.
Saving money could feel special on any such light. Said James to Red Molly, my hat's off to you. That's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. And I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he put her on behind and down to Box Hill they did ride. Said James to Red Molly, "Here's a ring for your right hand, but I'll tell you in earnest, I'm a dangerous man. For I've fought with the law since I was 17. I've robbed many a man to get my Vincent machine. Now I'm 21 years old, might not make 22. Don't mind dying, but for the love of you. And if fate break my stride, then I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Sergeant McRae, for they've taken young James 80 for armed robbery. Shotgun blast to the chest, left nothing inside. Oh, come down Red Molly to his dying bedside. When she got to the hospital, there wasn't much left. He was running out of road, he was running out of breath. But he smiled to see her cry. Said, "I'll give you my Vincent to ride." Said James, "In my opinion, there's nothing in this world. It's a 52 Vincent and a red-headed girl. No nuns and Indians and greases won't do. Like a Vincent 52. And he reached for a hand and he slipped her the keys. Said, "I've got no further use of these. I see angels on aerials in leather and chrome, swooping down from heaven to carry me home."
Pretty big man around this town. I got me the hottest little Chevy around. Sweet little 66. She got a yellow front fender and a gray one on the back. But my income tax is coming and I'm gonna paint her black. Sweet little 66. She got the 396. She got the bar on the floor. No window, just for show, my sweet little 66. Now old Bubba and me built her back 79. Then he went into the army, so now she's all mine. Sweet little 66. I used to run her down a river road, make a little dough. Can't afford another ticket, so I'm laying kind of low. Me and my 66. Just for show, my sweet little 66. Hut, hut, hut! ain't too good on gasoline, she burns a little oil. But she was built by union labor on American soil. Sweet little 66. Oh, when your Subaru is over and your Honda's history, I'll be blasting down a back road with my baby next to me and my sweet little 66. She got the 396, she got the 4 on the floor, and all the stickers in the window ain't just for show. My sweet little 66, my sweet little 66, my sweet little 66, my sweet little 66.
The unmistakable sound and energy of Steve Earle, Sweet Little 66, from his Live in Austin, Texas album recorded on Austin City Limits on September 12th, 1986, not long after his blockbuster first album, Guitar Town, came out. And in the liner notes to the CD, Terry Lacona, who's the longtime producer of ACL, noted Steve's rebellious nature, how he ran away from home a number of times and fell in with Towns Van Zandt, of whom Steve said he was a real good teacher and a real bad role model, as shown by Steve's now kicked drug problem. He's been about 20 years sober, but he had seven or so stormy marriages. He's got 28 albums, including one dedicated to Guy Clark, one dedicated to Towns, and his latest one is dedicated to JT, Justin Towns Earle, Steve's son, who died of an accidental overdose back in 2020. And before Steve, we heard Robert Earl Keen again, this time in the bluegrass mode from his 2015 album, Happy Prisoner, The Bluegrass Sessions. Good album. Listen to Songs from Texas Musicians with numbers in the title on Boogie Back to Texas, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, having a blast with these and discovering some new-to-me artists and songs. And we're going to go out the door with another song about a car from the Pride of Houston, Rodney Crowell, teaming up with another Houston native, Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top. Car is a 56 Fury from Rodney's 2019 album, Texas. Rev it up.
It's understood. It's not just some lame six bang grease stain sitting underneath the hood. Tampering down a camel on a zipper with a grin, maybe wider than a country mile. Of course, a can of cool hand is taking us to school, man, and burning up the road in style. 56 Fury.
Built for speed,
56 Fury.
Long about every last thing you need,
56 Fury. Hands stacked up and twisted like some beehive made in France. Seven double shots of spray net. Down for nothing left to chance. Yeah, so here's what real cried sweet Lucille. There ain't no other boy I know who can even dare to hold a candle to that loving hot rod Romeo. 56 Fury.
High performance, built for fun.
56 Fury.
Yeah.
best car on the road.